Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
I mean, I've seen a vagina, but if I were a, like, 13-year-old boy, I'm all over this picture and, like, fucking doing some studying on it. Like,
why is this happening?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Are they all white?
Enhance. So...
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
You are live! I'm going to spend a lot of time looking up at myself.
In the year 2050, a large asteroid collided with our moon. Among the debris, we discovered a hibernating alien mothership. Now, the Karn are awake and they want to plunder our precious natural resources. So we recruited teams of special operatives to defend Earth from the alien threat. They are the final faction.
I discovered something the other day. Welcome to the show, by the way. It's me and Huds here this fine late afternoon, early evening.
Yeah.
We were looking for like birthday decorations on the cheap, like streamer shit and stuff like that, that my daughter, and balloons, like bags of balloons, shit that you can waste and just throw away and not have a care in the world about. So, and it's great going to the Dollar Tree to do that. You pay, well, now I think it's $1.25 because inflation finally pushed it up, but it's done that before, so it might go back down if things correct at some point.
We can hope.
But so we went there, and there's these action figures. I don't know. I was just kind of walking around, and I wandered into these action figures. And I think because my kids didn't, like, my son was into action figures, so I was like, I wonder if he'd like these. Not like I was going to get them for him because he's in high school now, but I was curious about the whole backstory for these guys, because I'm looking at it, it's like a whole wall of stuff, and it's got like series one is there, and so I'm like, man, they must have more, and they do. They've got like multiple series of characters, and you just heard the intro for the TV show that they do, that they produce for this toy line, which is modeled after I think, didn't Transformers do that, and a couple other shows like He-Man, like a lot of the Mattel shows like that were modeled off of
G.I. Joe, definitely Transformers and GoBots.
The shows were built to sell the toys,
right,
is my understanding.
He-Man for sure,
yeah.
G.I. Joe for sure. Star Wars became that,
right? And
it,
when we were
didn't
kids,
start that way.
Right? No, when we were kids, I had no idea that that was the business model.
And I think Star Wars is what started that. I think Lucas deciding to make toys out of Star Wars is what fired that up.
Right, and they built it backwards, like they reverse engineered it.
Yeah, because he sold, you know, I think it was because Vader sold so well,
right?
Because he's like a walking action figure, and then it was like, oh, wow.
Well, you got stormtroopers. You can buy like a dozen of those fuckers, and you got a whole little army there.
Yeah.
Shit like that. That was awesome.
And then G.I. Joe was originally an action figure, And then, because he was like, what, like a foot
like
tall?
This, yeah,
big. He's bigger than a Barbie.
Right.
And then they made the, they reissued the toys and made the TV show.
And expanded the universe, yeah.
Was it Mask? Masks was that way. What was that one where they turned into animals? Like they had holograms on their chests, and they had a, like a staff with a big hologram picture on it.
I don't know.
Boy, that one was cool, and they had really cool action figures too. Some of them were really great toys, but there were the market was so saturated that you couldn't keep up with all of them.
Right, because you had, you know, things like. Centurions. I mean, they tapped all sorts of stuff. You had that. Then you also had like the what they would have called the female line, I guess, like Care Bears, My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Boy, My Little Pony took off. It's still grabbing dudes by the shorts.
Yeah, which is weird, but
shaking them like a rag doll.
Yeah, there's guys, I guess, are really into the backstory for that, or the whole like. Story they built for that.
Yeah, and I don't know that I can properly name one.
Name a pony?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I can make some up, like Cupcake Nutsack.
Puff and Fart.
And Sparkle Fart and Rainbow Nutsack. But you can, they're super easy to make up names for.
Right.
But, you know, then somebody will come after you, like that newscaster where that they were interviewing that dude and he was just naming awesome names for Pokemon, and then that little he/she was just going crazy about it. He's like, "That's Big Dick B. He obviously knows that's Beedrill." And the dude's like giving name. Oh, that's Floor Shit. That's Three Floor Shits. And then he goes, "Oh, that's Pikachu. Everybody knows Pikachu." Oh, I love that one.
Wow. I don't think I saw that. That's great.
Oh, yeah. I'll find it tonight. Send it to the chat. I can't not look at myself up there. Look at me just staring at me. Hi.
How do you like that? We have a new little setup that I landed for $15. I got that giant screen, like the projector screen there, that fabric screen for $15. And I was like, I'll put it in the shop and see if we can...
And it's folded in half?
Make hay. It's folded in half, yeah.
Jesus. What? How could you even... What? Where would you fit that in full size?
Well, it'd have to go across the entire...
The whole garage
shop door. Yeah.
Or the house. You could put it on the outside of the house.
I think it's bigger than the... Because I have another screen that like rolls up. Uh-huh. And it's kind of like a vinyl-y one. And it just was... It was tedium to deal with. And then I ended up building, like I framed it and had it where we would bring it out and we'd hang it up on the outside wall of the shop and take it down. And like the kids were the only ones winning in that equation, because not only did we do that, we also blew up inflatable furniture.
Oh.
And put out like tarps and had a easy up out there. And we built like a whole like mini theater out there every time. And I say we royally, cause I did 87.5% of the work. And the kids were like, "And can we bring the candy out and the popcorn popper?" I'm like, Jesus, I guess.
They're snorting pixie sticks with Barbie and.
But no, I mean, it was good memories. I mean, they like doing it for the, and I liked doing it for that. They enjoy it, but it's such a pain in the ass. But
oh yeah, you guys go all in a lot,
like, yeah,
with a lot of things. And you know, here I am just letting Mara keep all the boxes and take them down into the basement and build a city. And she's just happier than a pig and shit. She's like, and over here, this is the bakery, and this is the office. And this is the fire station. I live over here in the fire station. And she's just happy as can be, because I don't build her expectation up. Just, nope, you get boxes. They're empty cardboard boxes. Use your imagination, hero.
Well, that's the thing is my kids would have just as been or would have been just as content with that, but we always ended up getting stuff. Like I dumped out a tote full of superhero masks and shit that they had, like the boys played with a lot when they were younger, and they got a few like there's a Ninja Turtle shell back, and then they've got the Raphael's size or whatever those are called.
Right.
Blades. Word. What's that?
That was the right word.
Was it? Okay. And
I know more about ninja weapons through Ninja Turtles than any other source.
But I dumped them all out the other day. I'm like, we're going to take these and we're going to give them to the, use them for the Elks yard sale. And then my kids stumbled on them and then they started like snatching them up again. Like my 15-year-old, he threw that, he wore the Batman mask.
To school.
To school.
Awesome. Kids are the worst.
I'm glad he didn't get in trouble. The teacher was like, one of his teachers was like, I want to see where this goes. So he's got a few teachers that like him that way. So
that's good.
It worked out.
Every once in a while you need one that will put up with whatever
the nonsense that you want to indulge. Yeah.
He let me be his lab assistant for senior chemistry when I was a freshman because I took senior chemistry 8th grade. And so I got to be his lab assistant in my freshman year in high school. And it was great.
Well, you got to remember when you're like, you're still just a kid. Like, and that's what one of the things that the adults have to remember is these kids, like, they're really smart. They've got some common sense, but at the same time, they still have that desire to be a kid.
Yeah.
And that doesn't leave for a long time. I mean, I still feel,
you're just a boy sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, here we are. So,
are you thinking about the same thing I am?
What's that?
Climbing up that fucking...
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, let's talk about that. So I made the mistake.
The most boyish thing I've done in a long time.
Yeah.
How stupid was that? I swear that wind was going 30 miles an hour.
But fun, but at the same time, like, there was a couple touch and go moments I had there with my balance. I was like, and then there was, there was one spot on the catwalk. So for the listener, because you weren't there, there's these, basically, they're 2x6s. Running about their same width apart, probably about, what do you think, like 8 of them in width?
Oh, I'd or say 10? Probably 12.
Okay.
But still, it's not wide.
Yeah, and they're not bunched up together. They're still like they're gapped, and then they have sections that are condensed, like, and like for security, and they've got beam, like support beams along the way. But I don't know.
Not close enough together to really give you confidence.
No, and there's good little runs where you're just like, oh, this is kind of Bowie. And then like going around those corners.
Yeah.
Were
that's like
was a little bit frightening. And then there's one spot there, I can only think of one that the boards were like uneven.
Yeah.
Like they were kind of like an Englishman's teeth.
Yeah.
They were, and so you're walking and you feel that real uneven. So Chris and I went out there and I think there's about 28 large pane windows total. And you got to do like an L on each side. And that second L took about a half an hour. I think
the first one took a little longer because we were figuring out what we were doing.
Yeah. And if I had that one, like if I had that to do over again with the condition that the windows were in, I think I would have probably stood down and sprayed off the windows, got like the dirt off first. But I don't know that I'd do that washing them like in the normal condition, like if they sat and just had like.
Yeah. If there hadn't been a mud rain.
Yeah, but the mud rain, I think we would have done better. I mean, it turned out great, all things considered.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're...
There were a few rough ones, but I don't care.
No.
We saved the lodge $400. And
yeah, that was the thing that kind of spurred the decision, is because they came... one of the officers or a past officer came up and was like, hey, I have a guy that can do this for $350. And I thought, I'll do it for free. And then... and then Chris graciously jumped on board and offered to help me, which
I said, you're not doing it for free by yourself, homie.
And so that actually made the time much more enjoyable. I think I would have been very lonely and afraid, not naked, but
there by myself.
But
I'm
yeah,
not lie. I'm not scared of much, but
if I was just out there by myself with nobody to like call 911 if I mean, if I fall in some of those places, you could fall off of there and you're dead.
Yeah.
It's not
going to... Nobody would have seen you. You would have hit your head on a rock.
Yeah.
Something would have happened.
Either way, there's not a place that you would fall off that you wouldn't get hurt.
No. No, and how bent that... those... as we were going, the squeegee was not attached really to the back. It was slid into the... frame of the thing, and we each lost the squeegee off the back of our
scrubbers,
and I had to get down and get them, and one of them was bent almost in half because it landed on a rock down there, and they weren't heavy enough to justify that amount of
damage. They kind of floated down like a feather, so if how bent that got, like, imagine how bent we would get.
Yeah, I'd have been done. It would have been a TBI for sure, if not just immediate death.
I'd fall down there. I wouldn't hit my head, but the rest, like, I'd break the rest of me, and I'd just be like down there going, "Kill me,
just put me out of my misery. Don't call the ambulance. Grab that rock,
yes,
and end it." Oh my god! And the wind was just gusting.
Oh yeah, especially when we got along the front. Looking out on the river there. Yeah. Good God.
It was no joke. And there were, on the north side, there were a couple of railings that you could move. They're movable railings that fit in between the boards. And that's just a recipe for disaster. Like, that's going to make you careless. And it's braced by these weathered boards.
Yeah, the same weathered boards you're walking on, but as you push that out, you can see if I push this hard enough, that either comes detached from however it is attached. In some places, those were just nailed on.
Yeah, or it's going to break the boards that I'm standing on.
Right.
And that's not going to be fun either. So I'm gonna go ahead and just stand here.
Tapper light, yeah.
And stay, keep the... let the fear hold me in. Yeah.
It was, that was probably one of the dumber things I think I've done in a while.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever done with you, without question.
And I'll probably, like, I'm not saying I'm not willing to do it again.
No, we'll do it again, but it's not going to be that cold when we do it again.
No, I won't do it in that weather. We'll pick a time that isn't as fucking nasty out.
We do need to go get some nails and take apart some of those wooden things down below and reinforce that, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Just some stabilizing boards, especially that north side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have thought that the south side would have been more weathered
and beat down by the
because it gets sun all year long, but. Man, that north side is just rough. Maybe it's because it gets more summer sun. I don't know. I'd have to pay more attention in the summertime. But they were rickety as hell on the north side.
Yeah, I don't think I've done something quite that dangerous in a while.
No. No, that makes hockey look like child's play.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's only a couple feet to the ground playing hockey.
Yeah. And there were some parts of that I think were 30 feet up.
Yeah.
If I had to guess. We should measure that too, just cause.
Just to, yeah, bragging rights,
just,
right?
Yeah, just for my own education.
You know, and the best part about that was the accolades that we got for having done it.
Yeah. Even people who hate me were like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, good job, thanks.
I'm not well liked.
No, I don't think that's
true. There's some people
true.
That like me, but there's other people that don't like me. Because I'm not the kindest human being. I have a tendency to speak my mind.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good tenant. That's a good...
There are worse things.
Yeah.
What else have we done this week? Are you going to look in the chat to see?
Yeah.
What lands this week in the chat? We've had some good ones. I hashtag them. No. We had a discussion and decided that we were going to do a This Week in the Chat because we have some things that should end up on the show.
Yeah. So this first one was an Adidas ad that came my way. And it's this model that's got... Ron's reaction was just, he just goes, splotchy vagina. She's got like discolored skin. Like, okay, so like like whatever that disease that Michael Jackson had.
Yeah, I can't ever remember what it's called.
But yeah, and so.
This ad just calling attention to the fact that there's discoloration around. I don't know if she tried to nair down there and it. Bleached her skin or what?
No, yeah, I mean it's a like a African American gal with like a white
gunch area.
Yeah. And so Ron goes splotchy. I just post the picture, like the screenshot of the model in one photo in a and she's in a bathing suit, and the particular picture. Has some, like it would be one thing if it was like a consistent color in that area, like in the crotch region.
The crotchal region.
But it's got a lot, there's a lot to left for the image. Like there's all sorts of like other stuff going on down in that picture. And so it makes it if and I were like, a like I mean I've seen a vagina, but if I were a like 13-year-old boy, I'm all over this picture and like fucking doing some studying on it.
Like, why is this happening?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Are they all white?
Enhance. So I was like, okay, Adidas, we get it. Maybe let's have our model jeans though. Like,
yeah,
like the whole idea is like, well, we need to include all body types. And so it's like, yeah, I understand that though, but maybe for the sake of her dignity.
Yeah. Like, let's not do swimwear. You guys do tracksuits too. And I don't think they do jeans, but they definitely do tracksuits.
Your comment was, what the fuck is happening here?
That's usually my comment. What the fuck is happening
here? And Ron's response is, a five head, a decent thigh gap, and a splotchy vagina. That's what.
Five head. There's a four.
And so
I used to have a three head.
I said promoting healthy body image, but maybe do that for the for arms or a face. Like, you know, like they'll do those people with like freckles all over their like a face full of freckles.
Yeah.
And they're a model. So it's like, okay, I get it. You want to
like that girl from the Flag Smashers in what's that? Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah. That's yeah, that comes to mind. Or the gal that plays Maybe in Arrested Development.
Yeah.
When she was in that show, it looked like she used a lot more makeup. Maybe she got more sun over the years, though, too, because she was young. Because now you look at her and she's like freckly freckles.
Yeah.
Everywhere. But so I said, and then Ron goes, it certainly draws a lot of attention to her crotch. I wonder if that's the only place that she's splotchy. And I said, yeah, makes you zoom. I bet that's what she wanted.
She was She was calling attention to it herself. She's like, make sure and focus on my groin.
Then Ron goes, that'd be interesting. Black everywhere except the cooch. Wouldn't be all weird and purple looking. I might be all right with it now that we're discussing it. I'll try a lot of things once. she said, and then you said she sang that Find a New Vagina tune one too many times.
Jesus, I'm witty sometimes. I didn't even remember that.
And then I said, and here I am reading all of these. These chats get to go so many places the show never can. You said her asshole is hot pink. Nips are green. I can't see the other part because it got cut off because there's a screenshot. Nips are green or something.
Oh, asshole's hot pink. Nips are green. I can't remember what else I said. But there was like everything was a different color.
Then she tastes like a box of Nerds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And
yeah, let's cut it there because Ron gets nasty. we'll cut it there for the sake of.
Yeah.
Nerds.
Well, there is one spot. You're going to take the one of my favorite. This is Ron. You're going to take one of my favorite things in the world and make it taste like candy. Sign me right the fuck up. This is where I said we need to have a last week in the chat segment.
This is what fired that shit up.
Yeah.
Because that was funny.
Oh, man. Oh, then Ron had, he's got a story for the show, getting tased after the Chad Daniels by a psycho woman, but he's not here, so there's no tale to tell.
He is vomiting, though, which is a decent excuse to not be here.
Yes.
If I was vomiting, I would not be here. If he was vomiting here, I wouldn't be here either.
Right. You're like, okay. See you later, guy.
Thanks, buddy. You have your shop to yourself. You and Ron have fun with that.
It's hilarious because I'm watching you on the monitor watch you on the wall.
Oh, I'm looking at you because I can't see you.
Oh, are you?
There's stuff in the way. So it's like I'm talking to you.
That's what I was looking at. I'm looking on the monitor here. I guess I could look up there too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
No, I can see you that way.
It's harder to see each other through the wall of shit between
and lights and things
between us.
But I could see you up on the wall, so I could look at you up there. It's like I'm having a real conversation with you.
Right. We got a comment. Let's see here.
Yeah, and I can't see anything on the monitor, so. Then are they a model? Who?
Yeah, you'll have to.
You'll have to specify. The girl with the splotchy vagina? She was a model.
Yeah.
She was an Adidas model.
And
I'm not a model. I am a photographer, but not a model. I should be a model. I'm gorgeous. See that? And humble. I don't know if you
know. Right.
Probably one of the most
super humble.
It's one of my best traits. My humility.
Oh,
what an asshole. We had like three good conversations before the show fired up too.
Oh, I know.
The audio problems.
Well, we were talking about being young and falling apart.
And you rebooted the computer and it made a different noise than we were used to. And we were talking about something and I totally forget what we were talking about because I totally forgot it the second because the computer made a weird noise and I thought like aliens were fucking attacking.
Yeah.
And I was like, so this is how it ends. We're done.
No, like every time they like companies do a new operating system and they'll do the same like for decades. Windows did the same noises for everything. This new upgrade or this new operating system, Windows 11, they reinvented all their sounds.
Which is awful.
And it just startles you because you don't know what, and it tells you what all, like, it coaches you through the, like, it runs you through a tutorial. Like, this sound used to be this, and it'd be like, bling, now it's this, bling. And it's just like, there's like real subtle, weird differences, or softer, like, I don't know. And then they rounded all the corners on their windows.
Oh, like Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, my Mac still makes the same old sound. When I turn it on, it makes that loud, boom.
The meow. Yeah.
And I'm like, it's like going home.
Yeah,
it's made that sound since
it's
forever, as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Well, and that was like the HBO movie intro from we played that.
Yes.
In the chat, I sent a video clip of that in our chat one night.
Yeah, it's almost as good as the intro to Dallas.
Like, yeah,
those are things.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And it's doing this whole, like, I mean, animated to the,
flies through that little hill. Town.
They built like a whole like set. They did a documentary, like a 10-minute documentary, talking about how they made that opening intro. I would have never given that up. I'd have kept using it for
forever.
It was awesome.
I never would have changed that. Well, like that intro on the.
It's better than the screen going black and the bzzz, and then coming on and going dun or whatever they do now. It's too quick. Like I want the big production value.
Yeah, and you spent the money.
Yeah, you already did it.
It's already been spent.
And you can recreate that for pennies on the dollar with digitally in about a minute.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have the master somewhere. It's not like they couldn't digitally remaster it.
Right.
They digitally remaster everything else now.
Man. Here we are talking about the HBO movie intro.
Your old man yells at Cloud. Sassafrasin.
Let's see. What else did we have? Boy. Well, okay, so it's been a little while since we've done a show. So there's a few things that have happened in the interim. We had the Will Smith Oscar slap. Which has been made into this big fucking thing that I don't understand why it's even a thing.
So they gave Will Smith his Oscar, and now he can't go back to the Oscars, even if he's nominated, for 10 years.
Yeah, so what if he wins an Oscar? Does he get to accept it, like, via Zoom?
He has to accept it via Zoom.
Is that what they've said?
Or he can send a young Cherokee woman to do it for him, like what's his name did. Do you remember that? It was a... God, the dude that was the godfather. Marlon
Brando. Oh, Marlon Brando did that, because he didn't...
Have you heard about the behind-the-scenes bit of that?
No.
John Wayne had to be physically restrained from attacking that woman. 5 dudes had to hold him back.
Why?
He wanted to beat her down.
For what reason?
Because John Wayne was a piece of shit. He didn't like Indians, I guess.
No, I thought he, like, laid with some.
I'm sure he did. Lots of slave owners laid with. They're slaves. Doesn't make him not be shit.
But listen, you can sully any actor in the world. You got to leave John Wayne alone, man.
I think it's hilarious. And I guess on some versions of it, you can hear him like being held backstage. He was like the next presenter or something. And it's
why I oughta
paint her wagon. Painted blood red. Like, Jesus, man.
So, yeah. Initially, I honestly didn't believe that that was a real slap. But the more time has gone on, I guess I believe it. But I also think that it did create a lot of press. For the Oscars. It's only going to make the Oscars probably watch more next year. It does. Like they
People
still don't.
Tune in
they
year.
Still don't matter to me.
No, I won't watch them.
I like to watch. Like I'll fast forward through shit and watch after the fact, but I can't watch during anymore.
No, but I will know what day they are next year.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know what day they were this year. I only knew because it came up on my Facebook immediately. I was doing schoolwork and checking Facebook because that's what a guy does. But because you've always got Facebook open in a tab nowadays. But I went over there, and within like 2 minutes of it happening, I had like 3 different people commenting on it. So people can say they don't watch the Oscars, but a fuckload of you people were watching the Oscars.
Yeah.
And way more of a cross-section of people who interact with me than I thought. But I saw something today come across that Chris Rock will not talk about it without getting paid.
Which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Nope, you need to give me $15 million for an interview. I need a lottery win for that.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Or else you don't get a comment.
Because he's got nothing to gain from just
nothing
talking about it.
Nothing to gain from talking to some paparazzi about it. I guess paparazzi's.
Or even doing talking about it at a one night comedy show. Nope. Why?
And the tickets are selling for his comedy shows like a champion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he only came out ahead in this deal.
Yeah. Well, and he had a couple of bonuses in his defense, too. His hands never came out from behind his back.
Oh, man, and he
didn't look like a bitch.
He leaned right into it, actually.
Yeah.
And then after he took the slap, he just was like, whoa, okay.
It's like Will Smith just slapped the shit out of me. Oh, okay.
Like,
good for him.
There were about 50 other ways he could have reacted, and he reacted in a way that I would not have. I would have tipped Will Smith's fucking golf cart over, is what I would have done.
He's like, dude, it was a G.I. Jane joke. And really, like, I'd have been more ashamed of doing a G.I. Jane.
Well, that was, I watched, well, I know that he and like David Spade are friends because they came up through SNL together, and David Spade tweeted just like a G.I. Jane joke. That was his tweet. That's how I imagine him saying it. Like,
can you imagine the other stand-ups at the club if he went to a comedy club like within a week of that, digging on him for making a joke about a 20-year-old movie?
26-year-old movie.
26-year-old movie?
Yeah.
That movie can go to the bar and drink. Like, that's older than both my kids.
Yeah.
Mother.
And speaking of Demi Moore, her ex-husband, Mr. Bruce Willis.
Oh, that's happened since our last show.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, fuck. And on my Rushmore.
He is.
Bruce Willis.
You'll watch anything he's in.
Well, that stopped about the time that his contract, about the time that he developed his condition. But, yeah, if you didn't know, then I guess you're probably not listening, watching this either.
He's got a different
thing. But, yeah, he's got aphasia.
Aphasia, not alopecia. Aphasia.
And it supposedly fucks with your ability to put sentences together. That's, I think I'll start telling people that's what I have when I stumble through a...
Yeah, tell him you fell off the...
Hey, no, listen. I got aphasia. I'm not really stupid. But, no, I mean, and I feel bad because, one, I feel like, I don't know if he knowingly put himself through this whole process of doing these movies, like if it was intentional because of the condition or if he, got rooked into it.
Yeah. The incident,
yes.
The slapping.
Yeah, Bruce. The thing is I immediately gravitate towards making jokes because I like to make jokes about things. And so, but like, I feel bad about making jokes about Bruce because we've made jokes about Bruce. Like, he must be like about picking the movies that he's been doing lately. Like, he surpassed Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
On the ridiculousness of the stuff he was doing.
Yeah, and Nicolas Cage has come all the way back around. Because now he's making a meta movie about him.
Yeah.
The Unbearable Weight of Talent.
Which, from my understanding, has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is funny, because there's another movie that's exactly like it. It just doesn't have Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal.
Which one is it?
I can't remember what it's called, but I've seen it, or bits of it. I think I turned it off, because I turn shit off now. But if I was younger, I would have watched it all the way through. But it was some no-name actor playing a superstar who got talked into doing exactly what's happening in this Nicolas Cage movie, where he goes to be to go spy on some crime boss for the CIA or something.
Yeah, I feel like I know what you're talking about.
But I don't remember what the movie's called. And it's not really a no-named actor that's playing it. It's some mid-tier somebody.
Right.
Like Army Hammer or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some dude on that level. Like, they really, really tried to make him somebody, but he never really got to be somebody.
Yeah. Gosh. There's a ton of those guys.
I know. They're all that, like, well, they all kind of look like I'd match the description, brown hair.
Right. They're that cookie cutter actor.
That dude that
looks like, we need the next one.
That every white guy dude.
And what is, like, okay, so the other thing is all these actors are talking about, like, I just saw today that Mark Wahlberg said he's considering being done acting soon. I feel like they're just doing this for like press attention. And Jim Carrey did the same thing after
Sonic 2.
After the slap. Because he had commented on it, and then he was like, well, you know,
maybe I'm done.
Maybe I'm done acting. Maybe I just need to be done.
Maybe you should be.
And I actually kind of like the idea of an actor quitting before they get all the way to old age.
That'd be great. But then, you know, we won't have, like, the next generation of Michael Caine and Richard Harris.
That I think about. But then, but maybe we do, but we have a smaller pool to pick from.
Because we didn't have that great big a pool to pick from with that crew either.
Right. Because you had your, well, like, Robert Redford's retired now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He gave up after Winter Soldier.
He did that one car movie where he was a robber. Can't remember what it was called.
He's robbed a lot of people. Sneakers.
Yeah.
Butch and Sundance.
No, it was a few years ago. I can't remember what it was called.
Car movies,
but yeah, he retired. I don't remember after which movie, but but dude, that dude's done a ton of movies. He's been around a while, but there's guys that I could see, like, you know, Al Pacino could retire.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
He could have retired after Son of a Woman.
Robert De Niro could retire.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Pesci largely retired. He came out of retirement to do
The Irishman.
I like the idea of actors retiring or scaling their work back.
Yeah.
It makes it more special. Harrison Ford. And I think some of it's not necessarily by design or out of intention. Like, they don't intend to do it that way.
John Cleese did. He was like, I'm 70 something. I don't want to spend two of the limited years I have left on a movie set making some giant fucking piece of shit movie.
Yeah.
And that's almost verbatim what he said, too. Like, I don't know if he said fucking piece of shit.
No, it's a fair argument, especially if you've got the money to do it. Like, I mean, Mark Wahlberg's 50, yeah. And you got a whole other, like, phase of life you could go through not acting.
And, well, yeah,
and just do whatever the fuck you want.
Like, 20 years of his life, and then 20 years of acting, 30 years of acting.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell he's done. And you know, I was watching a series of things with Tom Cruise today, and I was like, you know, he could hang it up. He's not gonna. He's gonna be sprinting in movies until he's 70.
Yeah.
And that dude can run.
Oh yeah.
He's got one of the best movie runs.
Yeah.
Like,
because he's probably not even moving that fast.
I don't know. Sometimes.
But
sometimes,
man, he looks like he's going. What if we get unknown oldies that were overshadowed by all the big names? I like that that idea too, because those are the Jim Beavers of the world that get kind of those supporting roles, gives them an opportunity to kind of come out and do more. What's that? Who's that guy that rode on that was in that tractor movie?
I can't even name a tractor movie.
He was
good at this game.
He was in Misery. He was the cop or whatever that showed up and she blew a hole through him.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns.
Richard Farnsworth.
Dickie Farnsworth.
And he had cancer when he was making the movie.
I knew a Johnny Hopkins. He used to smoke weed out by the church.
So the movie was called The Straight Story. 1999 biographical road drama film by David Lynch. It was edited and produced by Mary Sweeney, Lynch's longtime partner and collaborator, who also co-wrote the script with... Okay. It's based on a true story of Alvin Straight's 94 journey across Iowa and Wisconsin on a lawnmower. Alvin is an elderly World War II veteran who lives with his daughter, Rose, Sissy, played by Sissy Spacek, a kind woman with an intellectual disability. Sissy Spacek couldn't play that today. I'd have to go to a real person with an intellectual disability.
Right.
Well, it's like Forrest Gump. You got all these people like in radio.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. get eaten alive for that.
Yeah. Boy.
And he did great. I'm not a big fan of that movie, but his performance was top-notch. He's had a few really good performances.
Yeah, but of late, he hasn't done much of anything. I think he's had some legal troubles.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
What, did he pull a Wesley Snipes and not pay his taxes?
I think it was, like, domestic stuff.
Oh. It's just a lie. That's where I fall on that one.
The last thing I saw him in was the playing O.J. Simpson in that.
Oh.
The People versus O.J. Simpson. Method. Yeah, yeah. Well, also, like, they couldn't have picked a shorter guy to play, like, 6'4" O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, O.J.'s a big dude.
They've got, like, 5'2" Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, I like Cuba's ability to pretend, but I don't think he can pretend to be 6'4".
Legal issues.
He got that from that pretending from Tom Cruise. Pretending to be Jack Reacher.
Right. Oh, that new Jack Reacher series is fucking good.
It was good.
On June 13th, 2019, Gooding was booked on charges of misdemeanor forcible touching and sexual abuse in the third degree in New York City related to an incident in which he allegedly groped a woman at a bar in Times Square.
Was that bar Scores? Did he touch a stripper?
I don't know.
Because you can't do that without permission. You can't touch anybody without permission, but strippers especially. There's great big bouncers, and when you're 5'2", it's not a good call.
Then on August 19th, 2020, a lawsuit was filed accusing Gooding of raping a woman twice in 2013 in a New York hotel room.
Wow, that explains why he's not getting any work.
Yeah. He pleaded not guilty. Gooding's trial date has been set for February 1st, 2022. This is how much people care about Cuba Gooding Jr. at this point, is it has not been updated since the trial date has come and gone. I don't know if they got it extended.
Probably.
But. What's the last thing he did?
I'm going to say that's probably not true. Usually they don't go for the not guilty. Normally they go for a settlement of some sort.
Right.
I'm going to go with innocent until proven guilty on this one. And I know that's not popular because, one, he's a guy, and two, he's black. And black guys get the shaft on absolutely everything.
Yeah.
It's probably the only thing harder to be than a white guy these days.
Kevin Spacey's working again.
Yeah, but isn't that
not in the States.
I was gonna say, isn't that like an Eastern? Yeah,
he's like doing film. He's making the Roman Polanski rounds.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. Isn't he in a country where you can still fuck children?
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's not okay, Kevin. I watched Usual Suspects the other day. It's funny because Bryan Singer's another one of those people that was in that little club.
Yeah. Louis C.K. won a grant. Was it a Grammy?
Yeah, it was a Grammy. I remember breaking that news in the chat.
Did he get to accept it?
He did. I don't know. I still think his is one of the saddest stories out of the Me Too movement. Like, he called that girl while he was jerking off on the phone. Like, just hang up the phone, stupid. You don't know how a phone works?
Well, I think there's actually a point in time where he had someone in the room with him.
But he was still just touching himself.
Right, where he was making her watch him masturbate, but she didn't have to, like, stay there. No. I'm not... Okay, like, listen.
I'm not saying what he did was okay.
No, and I don't think he's saying what he did was okay. Like, he's owned it, but... Well, I mean, to the degree that a person can own something, I think I just feel really frustrated with a lot of that whole movement because it's...
They went too hard, not to make it a hard
right.
joke. But,
it's gone to the point where you can't, like, they're scrutinizing everything.
There were real victims who had real trauma, and watching Louis C.K. jerk off onto his own stomach is not real trauma. That you could walk out at any time. Like, he wasn't physically restraining that girl.
Right.
He didn't tie her to a chair and jerk off.
And the argument is that he's imposing his fame and his notoriety, but
fuck you.
Like, is your career that important? Like, I mean, I could lose my job tomorrow and I'd have to just move on.
Yep. And the whole, he could make or break her. Like, no, he's never been in a position to make or break anybody. He just hasn't. He's never been that guy. He had a show for a while. So, I think Pamela Adlon and two little girls were in that show with him.
Yeah, and the thing is everybody has their day in the sun.
Yeah.
And he was having his day in the sun, and there were a handful of people, I'm sure, that didn't care for his personality, that decided he needed to be taken down a peg. But, you know, and the same thing kind of Dane Cook went the same route. He got kind of canceled for joke theft, but he'd gotten canceled for, I'm sure, any number of other things. Had he been phasing during, like, the actual sexual cancel culture.
Yeah, he was kind of pretty, though, and so he might have been okay.
Well, it's probably why he probably got away with some stuff.
Yeah, if you look a certain way, you get away with a lot more than if you look like Louis C.K. Like, that's one of the reasons Louis didn't get away with it, because Louis looks like Louis.
Yeah.
People don't want to admit that or say, oh, yeah, that's the way the world works. But it is the way the world works.
Like, oh, yeah.
Ugly people do not get away with what pretty people get away with. It's just not how it is. Sorry. If I was a pretty girl, I'd get away with a whole lot more than I get away with.
I recently watched his newest special, not the one that he won the Grammy for. The newest one has, he doesn't ever comment on it, but it has the word sorry like in big letters lit up with like the light bulbs as his background on the stage.
Wow. Arise.
Yeah.
Arise.
But he doesn't ever make mention of it.
Wow.
On his special. And it's like the special was funny.
He's a funny guy. He's more of a comics comic than he is a crowd worker. I think, like, you have to be into stand up to like his work. I think I am. I know. I get away with a lot of things I probably shouldn't. I can say a lot more than I think an ugly person could. Like, there's things I say that I shouldn't be able to say, but I do. I shouldn't agree with that. I should have been like, no, it's okay. But I know. I know. It's okay. People tell me at least twice a day. Where was I? I was talking about Louis, wasn't I?
Yeah.
He is definitely a comics comic. And there are some that are. Like, there are some dudes that just work to make other comics laugh. And I don't think that's...
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the way you should work if you want to make it like Kevin Hart big. I know that he makes other comics laugh, but he works for the crowd as opposed to working for comics. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because he sells out stadiums. He doesn't work rooms.
Right.
And that's different.
Well, and CK was in a place where he could sell out stadiums.
Yeah. For a while there he was.
And so was Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook was selling out stadiums. And I don't think he was a comics comic. Because he did a lot of really lowest common denominator humor.
Right, yeah, no, I've...
Like stuff that I would laugh at, but I was like, that's not really funny.
Right.
That's funny because it's...
So I have some Dane Cook albums from like my mid-20s. That are still on my phone, on my, and I don't listen to Apple Music anymore, but they're in my music. Mm-hmm. And so every time I've done an update, I've never like gone and purged that. So when I get in the car, my phone will like automatically sync up with Apple Music, but I actually use Amazon Music for all my music listening, but so what'll happen though, sometimes when I'm driving somewhere, I'm just too lazy to fuck with it. Mm. Like random tracks on that listing from 15 years ago will start playing. So every once in a while, I'll get a Dane Cook clip will come in, or a Dane Cook track will come on. Mm-hmm. And it's not funny to me today.
No, because you're not a frat boy anymore.
Well, I don't think I would never say I was.
You're not that age anymore.
Right. I'm not that age where I find that funny. But it's interesting that some people stay in that phase, though.
Yeah.
Because he's got like a.
Never come past it.
He's got a large fan base of people that are just like, I love that album. I love Vicious Circle. I love. And it's like, yeah, it was funny, I guess, at the time, but it doesn't do anything for me now. Yeah. Today.
It's 21-year-old humor.
And it's less inventive than I think we're even giving it credit for.
Yeah. Lowest common denominator humor. And that, like, Alex and I watched a George Carlin the other day, and it wasn't even like prime Carlin. It was later, probably You Are All Diseased, I think was which one it was. And it's so spot on. Even though it was the beginning of when he started to do just really angry material. You know,
yeah.
Like his, the ones after that were just all anger. And that was, but that was the start of when he was just really angry about everything. And, but it was still so witty and so smart. And I don't think there's anybody right now who's on par with that.
No, I don't think so. I think,
Chappelle's as close as we've got right now.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I can get on board with that, but he's, but there's stuff that Chappelle do that that's like,
he
not
jumps
great.
Onto the
right.
Weed jokes a little.
Yeah.
More. But he just really likes pot.
Right.
And there's some people who that's their whole personality. And I've just kind of got a negative view toward that in general. Because I knew a lot of people like that growing up. Like, their whole persona was built around smoke and weed. And it's like, come on, man.
Right, you don't have anything else you can...
You've got a single dimension, you're a dot.
Talk about.
Come on. There's no depth or width there. There's just a dot. And that sucks.
It does.
It's a shitty way to be.
Don't be shitty.
Don't be that shitty.
Yeah, no, I'm racking my brain here to see if I can think of a comic that would be able to even come close to filling Carlin's boots.
But every time I see, like, Ron says he's got tickets to go see this guy or tickets to go see that guy, I'll check out a couple of clips on YouTube and I'm like, I don't think I could sit through an hour of that.
I think you'd like Chad Daniels.
Maybe.
But he couldn't do, like, he couldn't hold a candle to Carlin. And the problem is with someone like, say, Chad Daniels or any other comic that you might think of that you like, you can't get too involved with those people. Like, enjoy them on the periphery or on the, like, don't get in the weeds and, like, be like, oh, now I should go listen to their podcast or now I need to go check this out. Because the more you get into whatever they're doing, the less interesting or entertaining their comedy becomes.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Bill Burr's podcast, and his stand-up is solid. But he's...
But now you know, you know too much about him personally.
Yeah.
That it makes it harder to enjoy his... comedy. But, so you have to separate the...
And the marriage and the kids have softened him.
Yeah.
And not it's that's not totally a bad thing, but they have. And so it's not quite as much. And he doesn't... I don't think he ever went too hard on making fun of women. But now he just won't. Because I think it pisses his wife off. And that, and especially since he had a daughter. And I think that, I don't know, it's a little disingenuous because he made a lot of really good points back in the day about that sort of thing. And he doesn't even try that anymore.
Right.
He won't even go down that road. And it would be nice to see how that would have evolved if he wouldn't have taken that out of his toolkit.
Right.
Because, I don't know. I think he had a good angle on it. And there were a lot of times, because they would ask him that sort of thing. Well, what do you think about there not being any space for women? He's like, go out and build your own spaces. Nobody ever told you couldn't build your own comedy clubs. You don't have to go to the established ones. Build your own. And if people want to see you, they will come see you. If you don't think you're getting enough time, which you are, like, nobody's not giving these people time. That's one of the biggest problems, I think.
Well, now we've course corrected ourselves into a corner.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, I don't know. I just feel like we've done entertainment a disservice in a lot of ways, because we've just gone way out of our way to, like, accommodate lesser individuals. Like, we made Amy Schumer famous and she sucks.
She's awful. And that's the problem. Like, she is not talented. And I don't know how she managed to squeak her way to the forefront. But
yeah, like, I mean, she's a person that if I, like, ran into, if she was running the same shtick at a bar, I'd find my quickest exit to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, she's a person I could not stand to be around.
She's just not a talented person.
Yeah.
And she just rode that wave of
opening the door for more women. And I don't have a problem with, like, you and I differ, not in the, but like, I don't have the same disdain that maybe you do for the opposite gender.
Yeah. I've gone a little bit further in that direction.
But I do have, like, I can't abide certain things like the Amy Schumers or the, I can't remember that gal's name, but they do it to guys too. They boost up these people. I mean, it's just, we create these, new heroes out of people that don't really deserve to be in that role.
Yeah, non-heroic people are being put on pedestals, and that's not right. Like, I'm all about equal opportunity, but not equality of outcome. Like, if you can't hack it, then get the fuck off the stage. Because there's only so much room in the limelight. There's a reason I'm not in the limelight. Like, I'm just not, I don't have the ambition for it.
Oh, and yeah.
I probably lack the talent. As much as I like to toot my own horn, like, I'm just not that good at anything. I'm decent at a lot of things, but I'm just not that good at anything. So I do a podcast in your shop.
Yeah. We maintain average.
Yeah.
Do we have fun doing it? Yeah, I absolutely have fun doing it. There's times I miss not getting to do it as much. And I think our production wavers when we take as long of breaks as we do, because we're like, it's like we're finding our footing again.
Well, yeah, but you got sick.
Yeah, I mean,
what did you have? It sounded like you were on death's door for a couple.
Well, I didn't go get tested or anything for any COVIDs or whatever, but I could have had another wave of that.
Oh.
But I don't know for sure. Like, I mean, it knocked me on my ass for couple days, and then it just started coming out of it. But I Tuesday morning, the day we were going to do the show, I woke up with a really bad headache, and then as the day progressed, the headache just got worse. And then I was just kind of in this fog toward the end of the day, and so I was like, okay, I can't do the show. And then about the time I got off work, I went and laid down, and about within an hour, my temperature shot to like 103.7 or something like that. And then it came, then I like uncovered and like made, like forced it to go down, and it went to like 101.9, and it took overnight for it to break.
103.7 the fight.
But it was, I don't know, and I don't, like, I'm not typically a person that gets a, like, runs a temperature, and so that was bizarre for me, because I'm, like, I'm always, like, if I feel like dog shit, I'll take my temperature, it's like I'm normal, so I can't even prove it. But, yeah, that day was bad, but I could feel, like, I, like, just all of me felt warm. And so, and then I took the whole next day off of work. just to like recover. And then when I went back to work the following day, I was still just out of it. But, and then like one of my coworkers was like, well, why didn't you take more time off? I was like, well, I'm kind of up against it on my PTO right now. I've got, because I took a week off coming up or just shortly after that. So I didn't want to lose all, like I didn't want to dip into the time and lose hours.
Is yours all just one pool?
So it's cumulative. So like I work starting in July, I'll get 25 days a year. Mm-hmm. So every 2 weeks I'll get like almost a whole day of vacation.
But it's only your vacation and sick leave is all just one pool.
Yes. Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
So you get sick, you lose vacation time.
Yeah, I give up. I give
you lose sick time.
Right. Like, so you gotta, you have to be, yeah, you have to be responsible with it. And I've never been like, I know people that work most of the year and they roll over because you can roll over up to a full, your full amount. So if I had 25 days at the end of the year, I could roll that into the next year. But I'd have to use, I couldn't end the year with 28 days. I'd have to, if I had 28 days at the end of the year.
You lose three.
I'd lose three, or I can, or I would have to figure out a way prior to the end of the year to sell those back and buy, and like, they'd cut me a check for them.
That'd be all
right. So.
Yeah.
And some, but you, usually a person would be forecasting for that and paying them, like, and saying, okay, I'm going to have this banked.
Yeah, the Army had it set up so you could bank up to 90. And I think October was the year. And when I got out, I had to keep, I think I had something like 115 days total when I got out, because I had the full 90 in October.
Nice.
And then I got out in March, but I took the 90 and then I'd built up the remaining while I was on my way out. So I signed out like 2 days before my birthday and was still getting paid, and it technically in the Army through March.
Now it looks like we're looking at each other.
There you go. That's much.
Or looking at the same thing.
Yeah. What are we looking at?
Look at that.
What is that? But now, see, since I'm used to looking right there, now I'm looking at me. Hi, Huds.
I'm okay with the screen. I like it.
I am too.
I don't know how easy it is to read, like if we were doing articles or something.
We might have to hang something over that window. I don't know how long. It'll probably only be a month that the sun will come through like that.
Oh, the one behind you?
The one right there.
Oh,
because I can make little shadow puppets on the wall over here.
Oh, from the light coming in from back behind
right
us.
On the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice addition, though.
Yeah, it works.
You can come out here and watch porn now.
That's true.
Oh, Christie Brinkley! The Uptown Girl!
We didn't start out with our news article today.
We didn't.
Do you want to know Jennifer Garner's reaction to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's engagement reveal?
No, I'm indifferent about Ben Affleck 1 and 2. I do want to know the results of the readers pick their top choice for Jeopardy's permanent.
Oh, they hate me, Maya Bialik.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought she was fantastic.
There's a lot of people are like,
I didn't like Ken Jennings at all.
Oh, they want Ken Jennings.
Of course they do. Fucking Jeopardy fans are losers.
Let's see. A year ago, Jeopardy fans were worrying about which guest host might be their favorite, but now the competition has been whittled down to two potential candidates for the full-time host, Ken Jennings and Mayim Bialik. While the game show has yet to determine who will take the coveted position, Jeopardy has already given Bialik hosting duties for any primetime specials revolving around the series. Meanwhile, Jennings recently left his gig as a chaser on ABC's The Chase, sparking some fans to wonder whether it's a sign of things to come for his future with Jeopardy. Considering these factors, we asked readers to share their thoughts on Jennings and Bialik and as a potential permanent host in the game show. In a poll, and results may surprise you or not, during the poll's active days, it garnered a total of 29,683 votes. Of the votes cast, Jennings took the lead with a majority of 70%. Meanwhile, Bialik came in at 30%. While both had strong showing of support, it's clear who's favored to be the permanent host among readers, and that would be Ken Jennings.
Yeah, with 70%, huh?
There was another one I read where they were just talking about how terrible she was. I want to know about Johnny Depp's cut off finger.
Johnny Depp's cut off finger in dispute in Depp Heard defamation trial.
The attorneys for Aquaman star Amber Heard are claiming that it was Johnny Depp who accidentally cut off his own finger, not Heard, as part of an ongoing trial. I didn't even know he lost a finger.
Yeah, she bit it off. Or that's what he's claiming.
Right.
I'm not weighing in. I'm just saying he alleged that she bit it off. I'm more apt to agree with him.
Depp's $50 million lawsuit from a 2008 op-ed for Washington Post, in which Heard described herself as a victim of domestic abuse. Though the piece doesn't mention Depp by name, the suit claims the actor is the implied abuser in the accusation, which he denies damaged his career. In a statement given by Heard's attorneys, they characterized Depp as a man plagued with addiction problems with alcohol and drugs, prone to committing physical abuse during blackouts and causing his own status as an actor to fall. Despite Depp's team claiming Heard cut off his finger with a bottle, Heard's team says Depp is the one who accidentally cut off his own finger due to his self-damaging behavior.
Yeah, but she's, like, fucking legit crazy. Shitting in the bed, like, and not, like, getting drunk and shitting the bed, but, like, sitting, squatting, and shitting the bed.
Yeah. Can you imagine being Johnny Depp where, like, at one point you're, like, on top of the world? And now you're...
No.
Nobody?
I can't even fathom any of that nonsense. Like, I thought my exes were crazy.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is she's still working.
Kinda. She got released from...
Did she?
Aquaman 2. I still didn't see Aquaman.
I think I saw it. I didn't care for it that much.
I keep hearing it's good. But I can't sit down and watch things like I used to could, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's say we need a short-ass movie.
Yeah. I haven't even decided to look at that Netflix.
Does it exist yet?
I don't know.
I know Netflix was going to make one.
I need a short-ass movie. I need a short-ass movie.
Bitch.
I need a short-ass movie. Gilbert Gottfried died.
Yeah.
He was 67.
Yeah.
That's it. He's always looked the same. Oh my god!
Ha. I'm dead!
Iago is dead! And that's what they've talked about. Like, not USA's Up All Night.
Right, that was where I first was aware, became aware of him. But the thing is, as I was thinking back on that, because that Up All Night ran like mid-90s, early
late
to...
Late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah. And he looked like the
same. I thought he was old as fuck.
I thought he was old then.
Yeah.
And he'd have been maybe 30.
Maybe. Oh, no, yeah, 30. Yeah, late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's bonkers to me.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, at least in his 40s then.
Britney Spears is pregnant.
Oh, that should be good. Shannon Doherty's got cancer.
Twitter's having a meltdown over Al Pacino's phone case. That's why these guys need to retire. Just retire.
His phone case?
Go out. You know, the one thing I admire about...
what about his phone case? Does it have a naked lady on it?
I don't know. The one thing I admired about Norm MacDonald's death was that nobody knew he was sick.
Jason Momoa posted an Instagram photo from a group dinner. I can't see it.
And included the Godfather actor. That included the Godfather actor. While some people happily commented on the smiles of the group, a swath of social media users couldn't take their eyes off of Al's phone, more specifically the Shrek phone case. It's true the Heat star uses a phone case with the adorable green ogre's face plastered all over it.
So?
Having realized this, Twitter erupted with glee. Maybe Al Pacino's got some Bruce Willis stuff going on. I don't know. They're going to have to make fun of him now or blow up about it now, but the next thing you know... But they're calling it cute. Why?
Yeah.
You can't make this up. Al Pacino is literally the perfect man to exist. Why? And he likes Shrek, one person wrote. Oh, man, I am so over social media.
This is the single greatest thing that has ever happened to me, wrote another fan. Fuck you. No, seriously, fuck you. The fact that that is the single greatest thing that ever happened to you, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're garbage.
I'm tired.
You're a trash fucking person. The single greatest thing that ever happened to you is that Al Pacino owns a Shrek phone case. Fuck you. Like, nothing in your, let's say, 20-year existence has ever been better than a Shrek phone case that Al Pacino owns?
Yeah, and Variety's reporting on it. That's great.
Fuck you, Variety. That's so awful. I thought this was going to be something... I didn't think this was going to be anger-inducing. I want to go off on a fucking... what's his name in Incentive a Woman? Colonel what? Frank something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoo-ah!
Shove this phone case up your ass!
Hoo-ah! She's a blonde, isn't she? Hoo-ah!
Olivia confirmed that it was indeed a Shrek phone case, which retails for $12.95.
Good for him.
Oh.
He doesn't even waste money.
Right.
That's awesome.
Good I just you, need Al something to hold my fucking phone. I like...
Hoo-ah!
Give me that one. The one with the green ogre.
I just need something to form an identity around.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into specifics, but I have a huge problem with people who have no internal sense of identity. And there's a major reason. But if you can't find something within yourself to anchor your being on, you're a complete fucking waste of humanity and should probably find somebody to go Thelma and Louise with, because you're fucking trash. If you need Shrek and Al Pacino in order to find a sense of self, you probably need to go drive off a cliff.
Oh, God.
You fucking people are terrible.
One intrepid Twitter user reached out to Al's 21-year-old daughter to find out if Shrek was the face on the case. There's a bunch of people, including me, going crazy on Twitter because they saw a picture of Al in which seems he has a Shrek phone case, the user said. Is that possible? Because that would be iconic. LMAO anyway, have a nice day. They reached out to his daughter.
Nobody better ever reach out to my daughter to find out what kind of phone case I have.
My God.
My phone case is fuck you. That's my phone case. Wow.
Brian Moxham, I got a glitter one because it was $6.
See, that's even more. That's half the price that Al paid for his Shrek.
Yeah, I paid, I think, you. $11 for mine.
I don't even know what mine costs.
And mine's not an OtterBox. Like, I'm so glad the OtterBox.
God, those things will take a beating, though.
I know, but, like, the phone case I have does as well as an OtterBox ever did for me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Make some good phone cases. And I only drop mine on occasion, but. But these cheap fucking $12 cases do just as good as the fucking $50 OtterBox.
You know, it'd be nice if they made the $1,500 phone so it didn't need a fucking case. That'd be real nice.
Yeah, built it that way. Yeah,
so it wasn't so
scratch resistant, crack resistant. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then
fucking iPhone can bend in half.
Well, you make this beautiful phone.
And then you have to cover it.
And then you have to, you're like, oh, buy this yellow one.
Yeah, mine's this gorgeous
now
blue.
Now put it in a case.
But the only blue I can see is right here.
Yeah, I have a red one. And so that's why I ended up buying a red case to.
I have an NDIA phone case. So I'm guessing it cost me about $7. just based on the name of the brand. No, that's so awful. That's they call that an external locus of identity, I believe, and the fact that they need Al Pacino's phone case to find a sense of self is awful. Go climb a mountain and find an old man who will probably hit you with his stick.
Well, it's the people, and you know they're taking time to, like. There's a bunch of people, including me, going crazy on Twitter. Like, what better come next is fucking anything but that. Because a volcano on Hawaii is killing thousands of people right now.
Yeah, Maui's really pissed right now. And he's stomp fucking people.
Yeah.
No, Olivia shot back. Fuck you. That's my dad's phone case.
Get fucked.
Yeah, not going to talk to you about my dad's phone case.
Yeah, did you also notice he still uses headphones that plug into the phone? He doesn't have AirPods. He plugs his headphones in because he's 80. I don't think he gives a fuck.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life. That's awful. What a great way to end the show.
Oh, that's
just awful. Anyway, ooh, I still love Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Hoo-ah! And I loved his performance with Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron and Devil's Advocate. That's still one of those movies I can turn on and just watch whenever. I can fall asleep. I can stay awake. I don't care.
Just so it's on.
It's a good... Good show.
Yeah. Well, all right. This has been a good show.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I don't think we had a lot of dead air.
No. You
should still listen to the show at 1.2 or 1.5.
Yes, always 1.5. You can get away with 1.6. Some of those apps.
Yeah. If they'll
increment them. 1.75 is a little too fast, but 1.5 to 1.6, it's right in the fucking wheelhouse right there. But
then we said extra witty.
Yeah. It makes it sound like, so what I'm saying right now sounds extra intelligent because I'm saying it really fast. So I'm coming up with all the words I'm saying very fast.
Hoo-ah!
And that was timed perfectly. Like it didn't even seem like he stalled there.
There was no stall.
There was no stall. He just hopped right in there with the hoo-ah.
Nick Stall, or what's the other stall?
Corey?
Corey Stahl.
Yeah. Are they related?
Isn't there a Mueller Stahl? Who's an old guy. Anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway, we love all of you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
That opening, that was pretty awesome. You read that like a champion. You sounded like Little Tortilla Boy.
Yeah. It was,
You won't hear this for weeks, Bruno.
Or months. We'll catch you guys all next time.
Lots of love, folks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks again.
Bye for now.
Take care. Peace.
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time. Time Spent.